Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsolac. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Orsolac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Segui settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Horn takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Orsolac strikes out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tackett hits a pop-up towards the mound. Erickson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Segui moves to second. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Segui moves to third. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne can't make a play. That's a base hit. Segui scores. McLemore moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Horn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horn takes first base on ball four. Ripken moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. McLemore scores. Ripken scores. Horn moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Orsulac is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsulac hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsulac for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Laos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Laos moves to second. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Segui is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Tackett is 0 for 1 in the game. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops it up and throws to first, with Mussina covering, for the out. Knobloch moves to second. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to third. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. There goes Anderson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Sam Horn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Horn is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground for a triple. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina has Davis trapped. There's the throw to Gomez and over to Tackett, who tags Davis for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsulak is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsulak bunts for a single. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Orsulak goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Orioles. Mark Guthrie now pitching. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Segui is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Tackett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tackett is 0 for 2 in the game. Tackett takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to third. Tackett moves to second. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gomez scores. Tackett scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 6-2, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck bunts towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to second. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Horn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Horn takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Horn moves to second. Luis Mercedes pinch runs for Sam Horn. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsilak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orsilak hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Willis now pitching. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a line drive off the glove of Harbeck, and into shallow right field. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Mercedes scores. Devereaux goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Orioles. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gomez moves to third. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz strikes out. Two outs. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leoz takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, Orioles. Luis Mercedes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mercedes strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4. Orioles. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. It's 10-5, Orioles. Todd Froworth now pitching. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Donnie Hill now playing right field. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsilac is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Orsilac hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Segui is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-4 in the game. Mack strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.